God has for us today in His Word and the challenge that He has for you and I. As we look at the Word of God and as He talks to us about being a Christ follower and what that means, we look into the Scriptures and there are some specific things that we need to understand as we look in the Word of God and what God has called us into. See, as we follow Jesus, I want you to know that when we read the Gospel, when we actually read the Word of God tells us that being a Christ follower can bring challenges into your life. And sometimes the challenges that come into our life are simply because of His name. One of the things that we, in our American culture, the way we've learned things and the way that we view things and the way that the church presents the gospel, sometimes we don't present it in the fullness of what it is. What God has called us into, church, is a complete life surrender, an absolute giving of ourselves to Him. That doesn't mean you have to go into the Middle East. That doesn't mean you have to go. No, it means you have to live Jesus where you are. All right? And that's huge. And this is what the Word of God says. As you listen and you understand the persecution is real, the laws are real against the gospel being preached and taught in many places in the world, and it's beginning to be that way in this nation as well. This is what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10. Look, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves, so be as shrewd as snakes and harmless as doves. But beware, for you will be handed over to the courts and you will be flogged with whips in the synagogues. You will stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers. All right, everybody underlining that? You excited? And this is Jesus talking. He was letting the people know that they were saying, yes, we want to follow you. We believe who you are. He's telling us, look, there's something more to being a follower of Jesus than just simply saying something. This is what he tells us. You will stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers, but this will be your opportunity to tell the rulers and other unbelievers about me. Look, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to share Jesus. This is what he's telling you. When you are arrested. Some of us in this room have been arrested before, but not for Jesus. But this is what Jesus says. When you are arrested, don't worry about how to respond or what to say. God will give you the right words at the right time. For it is not you who will be speaking. It will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Now, as Jesus was sharing this with his disciples, his apostles, those that were gathered around him and talking to them, see, in the moment, please hear this. They saw the miracles. They saw people being healed, blind people that could see and lame people walking. They ate bread and fish that Jesus multiplied out of a little sack lunch. They saw all these amazing things that he was doing. In their mind, they had visions of grandeur of when they would overthrow the Romans and they would have a Christian nation that was under Christ who would sit upon the throne of David. This was their vision in the moment. That's what they were striving for. That's why when the brothers, James and John, mom, came to Jesus and said, let my boys sit on your right side when you come into your kingdom. She's like, give them a seat of power and honor. Everyone's mind was that things are going to get good and better. You listening? And Jesus says to him, hey, here's a reality check for you. Because you're my followers, you're going to be arrested and put in prison. You're going to be beaten. You're going to suffer. But don't worry about it. The Father's going to be there with you. The Spirit is going to speak through you. You're going to have opportunities to share who I am with them. Church, this is what I want you to hear in what Jesus is trying to say to us. Sometimes we've been sold a false gospel. I'm not telling you a wrong gospel as in not Jesus. I'm telling you what the gospel actually says to us, and what Jesus is calling us to is a life of surrender. It's a life that is given completely to Him. And sometimes when you say yes to Jesus, you can say yes to issues and problems and difficulties. Now, I want to make sure that you will hear me. those things still exist in your life before you knew Jesus. They were just different. Now they're there because you know Jesus. But because you know Jesus, you can overcome. And that's what Jesus said. In this world, you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So if you're a Christ follower, you live a victorious life even in the midst of those challenges and trials that come. This is what it's all about. So here's the thing. Not everyone's going to be okay with you being a Christ follower. Your friends, your family, the people you live every day with. However, here's the question, church, that we need to hear and answer. Do you believe that you are following God's truth? Do you believe that? Yes. If you believe that you're following God's truth, do you trust Him? Yes. Do you proclaim Him? Do you live Him? Are you the light that He's called you to be in this society, in this culture, in this world? Because if you are listening and looking and watching all around you, what is happening right now in our nation, in these United States of America, where on our money it says, "In God we trust," but in our lives it says, "We don't know you." When you look at our own nation and our own country, when the freedoms are being taken away and the persecution is starting against the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is not against faith, it is against Jesus. Please know the difference. The persecution that is coming into the United States of America is all about snuffing out the name of Jesus in the gospel, which identifies the gospel as the truth. Jesus never hid the fact that being one of His followers would bring challenges into your life. He never hid that fact. We tend to gloss over or ignore it, but He said it over and over again, that being a Christ follower can bring challenges into your life. But at the same time, if you are His followers, you know this, it's the only place that you'll ever have peace. The only way that you'll ever have peace is in your heart, is when you are a Christ follower. When you run from Him, there is trouble and stirring inside, and there is that heartache that you carry with you. The only place to have peace is with Jesus, and that's the only way you ever will, no matter what's going on in your life or around you. Jesus said this in Luke chapter 9. Then He said to the crowd, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross daily and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you're going to lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world, but are yourself lost or destroyed? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when He returns in His glory and the glory of the Father and the holy angels." Last week, when we were preaching about becoming a part of the body of Christ, a follower, that Christ is the head, and as we are given that illustration in Scripture and talk to us about how we work together as the body of Christ and Christ being the head, this is what I mentioned to you right there, and this is what we're talking about. It is in the moment of truth where we have to surrender and allow God to lead our life and us to let go. That's the moment we become a true Christ follower. That's the moment we become a true Christ follower. Okay, when we let God lead, when we surrender our life in the sense of He being in control and me no longer in control. What Jesus tells us right here, that you have to give up your own way. Give up your way. Give Him control of your life. Surrender. Don't invite Him on your journey. He's not interested in following you. He's asking you to follow Him. Here's what He tells us in that scripture we just read there in Luke chapter 9. You must give up your own way, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Okay, so if you received Jesus by in a service, maybe everyone's head was bowed and you raised your hand. I'm not knocking that. However you came to Jesus, great, but I am going to speak against that. I am. I'll just be straight up with you. Look, here's the crazy thing we've done in the church here in the United States, in the modern church. We tell everyone to bow your head and close your eyes so nobody's looking around. I grew up in this environment. I know what I'm talking about. Evangelists did it all the time. Close your eyes, bow your head, no one looking around. If you want to say yes to Jesus, raise your hand. So you're like, all right. Now, if you came to Jesus and God changed your life, awesome. That's amazing. But here's the thing. When I read what Jesus says to us, he says, if you want to be my follower, you're going to daily give up your life. You're going to take up your cross and follow me. You're going to be arrested for it. You're going to be out there and you're going to have to face it because you're giving everything. Well, look, if you can't lift up your head, open your eyes, and say yes to Jesus publicly in a church service for all places, you're never going to live the faith out there in the world where everything is against you and nobody wants to hear about the gospel or in the name of Jesus. All right, so what we've done is we've signed up a bunch of secret agents for Jesus, and we're like, you know, we're excited. We report, like, this sounds bad, but it's the truth. Like, we had 10 people raise their hand in church today. Woohoo! Yeah, God's moving. It's like, really? Now, I'm not saying he's not moving, but I'm saying he's calling you past that moment. Church, let's not cheapen the gospel, and that's just not saying like, oh yeah, I'm saved. What he said was, until you lay down your life, you give yourself to me every day, and you follow me, those are my followers. And if you're ashamed of me, like secret agent, nobody knows I'm a follower of Christ. He says, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you when the day comes that you stand before the Father. Okay, so I don't want to get off on my own thing. I just want to challenge you in looking at what God says to us because, look, I'm not trying to be a prophet here. I don't think it takes a prophet to look at where we are, to see that our nation is falling fast away. I think of the Old Testament prophets, and as the prophet looked, and he had a vision. As the Spirit of God left the temple. See, God won't ever stay where he's not wanted. And what's been happening in our country is we have told God to leave. And as God, being the gentleman and the awesome God that he is, he never forces himself. He relentlessly pursues us, but he does not force himself upon us. And as we tell God as a nation, we don't want you. And the Spirit of God withdraws now. He's not leaving. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. We are giving access to the spirit of darkness in our nation. And a spirit of darkness that moves in is a deceiving spirit. It's a lying spirit. It's a false faith. And the false faiths are growing in our country. Listen to me. The false faiths are growing in our country. They're moving. Why? Because the spirit of deception is given freedom to run. This is what Jesus says. I have called you to be a light in the darkness. I am calling you to be my ambassadors. I want you to be bold in your faith. I want you to stand. Don't worry about what you're going to say. Don't rehearse the stuff in your head. You don't have to worry about what you're going to say or what you might not say or what you do know or don't know. Just trust him. I'm going to speak through you in the moment. That's what he tells us. The Spirit will speak through you in the very moment that it's coming. Look, you may have people that are going to start talking about you or create issues for you at work or all that, and it's because you're a Christ follower. All right, don't worry about that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, can't we trust God? Jesus tells us. He's like, man, you know the sparrows, he's saying, the birds of the sky. None of them plant fields. They don't harvest crops. And the Father takes care of them. You can trust them. All right. This doesn't mean everything in your future is going to be bad because you say yes to Jesus. That's not what it says either. That's not what we're even talking about. It's just saying, will you follow him no matter what? Will you follow him no matter what? Kashif was just sharing up there. He's saying, you know, sometimes God heals, sometimes he doesn't. Do you trust him? Does it make sense to you? No, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm telling you right now, I've never understood that. I don't understand it, but I trust him. I trust him. So this week, you've had multiple opportunities and challenges that will allow you to share who's leading your life. How'd you do? Is Jesus in charge and directing your life? Or are you simply inviting him on your journey? Church, I'm asking you. God's asking you. We're talking about being a Christ follower, a living disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says it in the scriptures I just read to you. What do you benefit if you gain the whole world but yourself is lost or denied and it's a destroyed? It's, what is it? What does that mean? What is it all about? What he's asking us, really, when you boil it down and you just stop and think about it, what is more important? What you have, how people view you, or your soul? That's what he's asking right there in those scriptures. In Matthew 7, he says, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Let me reread that for you because I messed it up. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Can that sink in for a moment? I mean, there's an in-your-face truth that he's saying, right? What Jesus is saying is, it's not just saying a sinner's prayer one day in your life, and one day I was baptized and I got certificates from a church to prove it. He's saying to us in the scripture, he's saying, look, if you're not living it, you don't have it. Come on, man. This is God's word. This isn't a church's theology or dogma. This is Jesus talking to us about being a Christ follower. And he says, if you're not living it, and it's not every day in your life, then you're not. And he tells us, not you and I, Jesus says, that if you do the will of my Father, then you're going to get there. If you don't, now look, please, hear this in the context of what Jesus just said. Look, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of the Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord. Okay, hear you. He's talking about people who know who Jesus is, right? They're not standing there like, who are you, Lord, like Paul was. They're going to say to Jesus right then and there, Lord, we prophesied in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. Everybody's all excited about being in church today, right now. I know that. See, as we read what Jesus is talking to us about, he's saying, look, it's more than just saying stuff. It's more than just doing stuff. It's more than doing stuff in his name. Are you listening, church? It's not just about serving or doing something in Jesus' name. It's living a life. It's obedience to the Father's will. It's a surrender of myself to whatever God is asking me to do. That can be as simple as just sharing Jesus with someone on your day. Okay, we're not asking you to go on some foreign trip, although she did ask you. That's not what we're talking about right here. You can do that. But what he's saying is if you do the will of the Father, that's what it's all about. The only way to do this, the will of the Father, is through a surrender. That doesn't mean everybody's going to get up tomorrow or today or tomorrow or Tuesday and say, dear Jesus, forgive me, I'm a sinner. We're not talking about being saved every day when he says you die to me every day, right? Or you surrender to me. He's saying, like, here, this is the thing. Are you going to live for me today? Are you going to follow me today? Are you going to do my will today? That's what he's asking us. Will you today? He's saying, will you live for me? He says, because you do a few things in my name doesn't give you a free pass to heaven. Do you hear that? Because you even speak a word of God, doesn't it say you're going to heaven? Doesn't mean that. No. Because you can cast out a demon in Jesus' name. See, the power's in Jesus' name. Because you can do that doesn't give you a free pass to heaven. He's telling us that there's a life that we live according to the will of the Father, which is a daily surrender of taking up your cross and following him. That's living for him. That's walking with him. That's knowing him, him leading us. That's what it's talking about. So, being a Christian, being a Christ follower, is surrendering daily. That's what it is. Surrendering daily. You've had opportunities to surrender or not all week long, haven't you? You know that. You've been challenged in through scripture reading, through experiences, through people, through times, through different stuff going on in your life. You've been challenged on whether you're going to surrender and be a Christ follower. Are you going to be obedient to the Father? The Spirit checking you. Do you remember when Kashif was talking about his own conversion story? Look, he didn't even understand what was going on as he was being offered Islam. But something in his heart said, that's not right. Okay, church, stay with me. Then his mother, and I say this completely respectfully and honorably to her, even in her ignorance, she knew who Jesus was and spoke those words and planted a seed in there, and the Spirit said, this is truth. See, over here, he was about to convert or say yes to this out of anger and resentment. Over here, it was a moment of surrender to love and peace. And then, see, please hear this part. Kneeling down, praying and crying for the first time because of his hardened heart. That's what he shared with us. The Spirit of God comes in and warms him, and he's changed. Please hear this. Now he's excited to share Jesus, but he goes to a place where he doesn't want to be, where he's treated like a slave, and he doesn't want to be in that environment, and he's thinking he wants to better his life and do something else, and God says, you can serve me here. Daily, a surrender. And in that moment, there was a moment where that man had to say yes to Jesus in that place, right there, where he said, yes, Lord, I will, and shared Jesus and began to tell about the Savior that he knew with those people in those conditions and began to take on the life of a servant, basically a slave, so that others might hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. One thing he didn't tell you, that he speaks 5 languages, but he left out English, so he speaks 6. And as he's speaking, you know, God's bringing these people from these nations to share Jesus with them. They would have never heard him or about him without that surrender in that moment where he said yes to stay instead of leaving, right? Church, it's about surrender. It's about me saying yes to him. Every day, every day. You may not understand it in the moment. You don't have to. You just have to be obedient. It's all about saying yes to Jesus, and not just one time saying yes to Jesus, but living a life of yes to Jesus. That's what it's all about. So maybe you one time said yes to Jesus. Today God's saying, I need you to say yes to me with your life. Are you a Christ follower? Yes. Reflecting over the past week, just pausing for a moment. Have you daily taken up your cross, following Christ's lead, allowing him to be God in your life? Have you done that every day? How has your life changed since you became a Christ follower? How has it changed? What's going on around you? Do the people that live with you, work with you, live life on a daily basis with you know that you are a surrendered follower of Christ? Do they know that? It's in the real world is where our faith is seen and known and heard, right? So today's the first day of the week, Sunday. It's a day of new beginnings. It's a day of whatever God has in store for us. We're starting the day, starting the week, in the house of God, hearing from God, watching God do his thing. So I want to ask you right now, Will you follow him no matter what the cost? And will you daily this week surrender and allow him to be in charge and lead? Would you do that, church? If you don't know him, I invite you to get to know him. So with every head up and every eye open, if there's anyone here that does not know Jesus and you want to, I'm talking about this. Are you ready to give your life to him and for him and allow him to be the God that he says he is? If you are, we're going to ask you to just stand up and come forward. And it's fine if no one does and everybody's heart is right, but I'm just asking you if you're ready to live that kind of life for Jesus instead of playing the game, would you stand up, come forward right now, right in front of everybody and God and all this? Anybody want to step up today? No more words, no more games, all in. That's what it's about, right? All in. All in. I'm in. That's what it's all about, right there. That is what it's all about. God, we know you are God. Lord Jesus, we know you died for us, that you are the Savior of the world. We have said things in your name. We've talked about you. We've maybe even claimed you at times. But today, God, we want you to own us. We no longer want to invite you on our journey of life. We want to give you our life. Today, as we stand before you, God, we're all in. We may not understand what that means, but we trust you because you do. And so, God, right here, right now, as we stand in your presence, as you look upon us, we are all in. Will you tell him that, all of you that are standing here? I'm all in. I'm all yours. Lead me. Now, God, we trust you with that. You've not called us to abuse people with the gospel. You've called us to love people with the gospel. So we're going to go out of here today and we're going to live surrendered and obedient and loving you and you loving through us this world that so desperately needs you. Lord, our families need you. Our church needs you. Our communities need you. You're the only hope. Without you, Lord, America's history is written and it's done. The book is closed. But God, you are one that is a rewriter of all things. You are the hope of the world. You are the hope of our nation. You are the hope of our city. You are the hope of our home. You are the only hope. It is all you. It is all you, Lord. We give you ourselves. Do with it as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you guys. God bless you guys. Thank you. God bless you. It's what it's all about. It's what it's all about. As you get ready to leave, Danielle and Cash will be back there. These chairs right here need to get stacked up. You could just stack them and leave them standing.